Welcome to another class. From the book of Exodus, we're studying Greek, or not Greek, but Hebrew reading and research with a little bit of Greek thrown in there occasionally. And we're doing this from the 28th chapter of the book of Exodus. We're going to be in verse number 6 right now. We'll read this from the Amplified Bible to begin with, and we'll go back into the Hebrew. I'm trying to teach you a little bit of Hebrew without boring you completely to death. So when we study the Bible with the Hebrew language, it's much more palatable. 28 and verse 6 is where we're going to go to. 28:6-14. And we need to understand that everything in the clothing is, these men are dressed up in the divine Jehovah God. Because He is the one that all of these are pertaining to. This is the type of Him. Okay? And all of the artisans, all of the workmen here are inspired by God. God has filled their heart how to do the work. They might have been natural weavers and natural goldsmiths and everything, but God is going to make this has to be perfect. It has to be perfect because it is pertaining to our Lord and Savior. All of the tabernacle, everything about it, pertains to Him. It is something representing our Savior. And they shall make the ephod of gold and blue and purple and scarlet fabric and twisted linen, skillfully woven and beautifully worked. It is to have two shoulder pieces. Now this ephod is like a vest. This is it right here. This ephod. And all the beautiful work on it, if you can see this in the video, I tried to put it over here. The priest is standing here with his turban and all of it, all dressed up. But he's barefooted. 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 Very important because all of this whole thing is holy ground, and you don't wear shoes on holy ground. Every bit of it stood for grace. This priest is dressed up in the grace of God, so to speak. And this ephod, and the word ephod comes right out of the Hebrew language, it is to have two shoulder pieces joined to its two back and front sides, or ends, so that it may be joined together. And skillfully woven. Actually, what it means, skillfully woven here, it means inspired, skillfully woven by inspiration. A sash, which is on the ephod, shall be made of the same material. Now this sash here, that goes around him, of gold and blue and purple and scarlet fabric and fine twisted linen. You shall take two onyx stones and engrave on them the names of the 12 sons of Israel. And the onyx here is more like a carnelian color. When we think of onyx, it's black. It's like a black obsidian. But this here is more of a carnelian, flesh-colored stone. And they're going to engrave on them the names of the 12 sons of Israel on the stone. Six of their names on one stone, and the remaining six names on the other stone, arranged in the order of their births. With the work of a jeweler, like the engravings of a signet, you shall engrave the two stones according to the names of the sons of Israel. You shall have them set in settings of gold, or filigree of gold, settings of gold. You shall put the two stones on the two shoulder pieces of the ephod, right up here. There's where the stones are, right here, on his shoulders, big stones on the shoulders, and they're set in gold. This clothing is very heavy. because it has gold in it and it has precious stones in it. And Aaron shall bear their names on his shoulders as a memorial before the Lord. And Aaron shall bear them as a memorial. God's son, even though the nation of Israel demanded his execution, he took the whole weight of their sins on his shoulders. The whole weight of their sins on his shoulders. And he carried them continually before him always. You shall make settings or filigrees of gold, and you are to make two chains of pure gold, like twisted cords, fastened with corded chains to the settings. And that's as far as we're going to go right now with those verses. Now here you have all of this. You have this fastened on his shoulders. This whole vest. It's a long vest around over his dress, basically. You can see that he's not in pants. He's in a dress. You see the fine, pure white linen underneath, and then you see this beautiful work above. The pure white linen underneath stood for what? The righteousness of Jesus Christ. Let's start out in 16 and verse number, or 28 and verse number 6. We asir et ha'ifad sahav takaleth we are gaman tola oth shani we shesh ma shezar ma'aseh cha shev. And they shall have made, third person construct, plural, cal, wow, consecutive, perfect. That word is from Asah again, page 793 and 889. They shall have made this. It's going to be a done thing. Et, the sign of the direct object, that's like an arrow going that way. Ha ephod, the ha there is a definite article, page 208, and ephod, page 65 in Brown, Driver, and Briggs. The ephod is like a long vest. And the word sahav, sahav is gold. The land of Havilah. Havilah is from this word, sahav. And then tikaleth. Tikaleth is that violet thread. And we are gamam, that is purple thread. The violet thread is 1067, and the purple thread is 71. And then we have the tolaoth. The holaoth, that's the worm color. That's the scarlet color. That is the color representing the blood of Jesus Christ. Everything about this priest's garment, that he's dressed up in divinity, in all reality. He's dressed up in the divine Son of God. This scarlet worm thread. And then we have the word shani. It's kind of like the word to shine. And it means bright scarlet, bright shining scarlet. And we shesh, because when the Lord shed, his blood was glorious blood. The glorious blood of God. In John 1:14, it says, Kai halogo starts again, and the Word or the Jehovah flesh he became, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father. And that blood is glorious blood because it's the Father's blood that was put into the Son. The bright, shining scarlet, and bisus or linen, wishish. And marshizar is being twisted. Being twisted. That is masculine slinger hofel. Participle. Page page 1004, Brown, Driver, and Briggs, and 1456 in Kohler and Bumgardner. And that comes from Shazar. And then we have a preposition on the front of this word, ma'aseh. That mam on the front of that, from work, from labor, products of employment. They're dressed up in the redemption, the redemptive blood and person of Jesus Christ. Dressed up in redemption. Write that down. Dressed up in redemption. That's very important. These priests were dressed up in redemption. And then the word chashev. And that is one knowing. One understanding, skillful. Masculine, singular, cal participle. Technos is the Greek word there. Technology is what the word we have in English that comes from that word. Technos means stonemason in Greek, or technos, and also it means anyone that is very skillful in an art. I'm going to tell you something. Cutting stones, a stonemason, is a very hard work, and it takes knowledge also. But here, this means the inspired workers. Verse number 7 now. Chiti, Kathy Foth, Shafaroth, Yeah, Lo, El, Shani, Ketsotha, We, Chubar, Shati, two. That means to divide and separate. Two shoulders, pieces. Two shoulder, that word kith fata, that means the shoulder. And then they kept on joining. That is feminine plural, participle there. They kept on joining. That comes from Chavar. Page 287, by the way, in Brown, Driver, Briggs. Page 287 in Kohler and Bumgardner. Then we have the word yige. Yige. Can you say yige? Yige. Yige means he shall keep on becoming. To or unto. To. Its ends. And he shall have joined, we shubar. Third person, masculine, senior, puel, wow, consecutive, perfect. He shall have joined. These shoulder pieces, they shall have joined. The back pieces, they shall have joined. 28 and verse 8 now. We cha shishev. Afe datho. Asher, Ola, Kama Shihu, Menu, Yeyeh, Zahav, Tekaleth, We are Gaman, Wetho Laoth, Shani, Wishesh, Meshazar. We cha shishev, and ingenious work, highly skilled labor. 363. Highly skilled labor. It's fastening, third person masculine singular. It's fastening. Upon, it's fastening upon. Which, a little particle of relation there, and then Allah, upon him, the upper part of him. Third person masculine, singular. Come from Allah. Then we have the Kema'asihu. Like its work, like unto its work. Memenu. And that one is a third person masculine singular. From or of him. Coming out of him. He shall keep on becoming that third person masculine singular child imperfect. Then we have the word Zahav, that means gold. And remember the land of Havilah, that means the land of gold. Zahav. Tikaleth. This is that violet thread, Tikaleth. And then we are Gamon. End of purple. End of purple. We thola oath. And scarlet, the scarlet worm. Shani bright. And linen, wishesh. And linen, or bises, being twisted, master singular hofel participle, being twisted and woven together. Marilyn, you asked a question the other day about did they have looms that they did this on. Yes, they had looms. And these men were absolutely inspired as to what to do according to the pattern that Moses saw on the mountain, Mount Sinai. 28 verse 9, we la kaharta et shati avni shiham yufita chita alihem carnelian. Shashan yufita chita alihem Shemoth b'nei Yisrael. I was translating in my head instead of reading the Hebrew. We el lar karta. And you shall have taken. Second person, masculine, singular, cow, wow, consecutive, perfect. And that comes from lekach. Lekach. You shall have taken et, and that's like an arrow, two stones, avne. In Greek, it's stone is a lithos, and it's also petros. This probably is a petros or a lithos here. Avne, stones, two stones. Shaham there is onyx, but remember, it's on page 996 in Brown River Briggs, and it means it's a carnelian, flesh-colored stone. All of these sons of Israel were flesh in the sight of God. They were living, breathing flesh. They were always there, all the way from the founders, all the way up until the last Jew that's ever be born on this earth. Carnelian. And you, feet, ta, cha, ta. And you shall have engraved, second person masculine, singular, PL, while consecutive, perfect. You shall have engraved. That word is the fitach, the root of it, page 988 in Brown Driver, or in Kohler and Bumgardner, 836 in Brown Driver Briggs, and Olihem. And here we have a preposition with a suffix. Upon them, third person masculine plural suffix. Upon them, the stones. Shemoth, names. Shemoth. Shem means name, doesn't it, or monument. Shemoth, names of the sons of Yisrael. What does Yisrael mean? Man who wrestled with God. Okay. Shisha, Mishsha Mitam, El Ha Iven, Ha Icharet, Ha Ichat, that is, We Et Shemoth, Lash Shisha, Lashisha, Han No Tarim. Anotarim, El Ha'evan, Ha'shanit, Kito Widothan. Shisha is six. Say Shisha. Shisha is six. 6. And Mishah Matam, 6 of their names. Okay, now this is genitive plural. 6 of the names belonging to them upon the stone, ale, that preposition there, page 755, upon the stone. It's a preposition of place also. Upon the stone, the ha even. And what is that in Greek? Lithos. Ha rachath, and the one. Ha rachath, the one. We at, and the sign of the direct object there is pointing an arrow again. And the shemot, the names, the monuments, monumental names of the 6. Ha shisha, ha shisha, of the 6. And by the way, you can look up 6 on page 995. And then Han no Tharim. Han no Tharim. And that's remaining. Masculine plural, nephal participle. That means to be left over. To be left over. And then ale, that preposition, page 755. Ha-Ivan, upon the stone. Ha-Shishaneth, the 2nd. And now we have the word Ketho-We-Dothan. According to their generations, according to their birth, every man, the first son of Israel, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 11th, 12th son, the 12 sons of Israel, all according to their birth on the stone. Verse number 11 now, Ma-Iseh, Charash, Evan, Pituchi, Chotham, Tifatak, Et Shiti, Ha'avanim, El Shemoth, Vinay, Yisrael, Musabath, Mish Betsoth. Shahav Ta'aseh Otam. From work, from products of labor, ma, preposition there, page 580, and then work, page 789, that's the word asah. Charash is a, charash there is a engraver, an engraver. Now, engraving stones, I thought about this a lot of time. It had to take another stone to engrave a stone. It had to take another stone like a diamond to engrave all these stones, to scratch these names on there, to engrave them. Engraver upon Evan, the stone, and Pithyocheth, engravings. An engraver, and then engravings. Shotam, that is a seal. That's a seal. These names are like seals. And you shall keep on engraving. Second person, masculine, singular, PL, imperfect. The word et, sign of the direct object, and then shiti, that means two. That means the vision. Ha avanim, the stones, again, the definite article, and then the stones, plural there. That word stone, avan, is on page 6, by the way. El, preposition. Upon the names, Shemot, El Shemot, upon the names of sons, belonging to the sons of Israel, Musabat, she shall set or turn, to be turned. Feminine plural, Hophel participle, that is. Hophel participle. Page 685 and page 738. To be turned. Mish Betsoth. Mish Betsoth. And that it means from a plated work, from a checkered work. Plated or checkered. The word Zahav. Zahav means gold. And this gold was absolutely purified. It was melted, and every bit of the dross taken off the top, because it represented what? The divine person of Jesus Christ. Ta'aseh. And you shall keep on making. Second person, masculine, singular, cal, imperfect. 793, again, this word is asah, making them. And here we have the assignment of direct object with a suffix, them, third person, masculine, plural. Verse number 12. We samta et shati ha avanim el kithpath ha ifad avne zekaron livne Yisrael wanasa. Aharon et shimotam livne. Hadavar, El Shiti Kesfa Li Zikaron. We Samta there now. We as a conjunction on the front of that, remember? And then you shall have placed. And this word here, it comes from Shom, second person masculine singular, Kal Wal consecutive perfect. 962 and 1321, you shall have placed et, like a arrow there, sign of direct object, shati, to the stones, the ha of inim, the stones, upon shoulder pieces, kithpah. Remember why they're on the shoulder? Because Jesus Christ is always carrying the sins and the burden of the sons of Israel upon his own shoulders. They're dressed up in the divine person. They're dressed up in the redemption. Kithpah. The shoulder pieces. Then the ha-ephod of the ephod. And the word ephod there is on page 65. And an avni, stones. What is the word in Greek for stone? Lithos. And then zikaron. That word zikaron means to remember. In a remembrance, page 272. And then livne, that means from the sons. Now the base there in Hebrew, that is a soft base, so it's like a V. Livne. For the sons of, for, that's a preposition there, and this is in the dative case. For the sons of Yisrael. The man that wrestled with God, Winasa, and he shall have placed. This word placed here is from Nisal. It is third person masculine singular, cow, wow, consecutive perfect. And he shall have placed or set Aaron, Aharon, et, Shematom, the names before, Lethne, it means before the face of. And then we have the word Hadavar here. Because we don't know how to say the word Jehovah, even though we say it, we don't know how to say it. It's the word, in other words. Jehovah upon the two of his shoulder pieces, Katefa, of his shoulder pieces, Lizakaron, for a remembrance, a memorial, always. Verse number 13 now. We asita mishbotsoth. Me asita mishbotsoth. And zahav. And you shall have made. Second person masculine, singular, cow, wow, consecutive, imperfect. From a product of employment, zahav. Mishbotsoth. A plated work, a checkered work of gold. A checkered work of Zahav gold. And then our last verse in Hebrew, Yushati Har Sheroth Zahav Tahar Mig Boloth Ta'aseh Otam Ma'iseh Avoth Vinatha ta et Charo Shiro. Havathoth al Hamish let soth. Yushate. And two. The word you on the front of that, that's the wow on the front of that, but it has a dot in the middle of it, which makes it a U. Yushate. And two, Sharosharoth. These are chains, twisted chains of gold. Zahav. Tahor. Pure and clean. Tahor is pure and clean. That's like Katharisa. Our word catharsis comes from that. The name Kathy or Catherine comes from that name there. Clean. Katharizo in Greek. Pure and clean. It's made sure it's pure and clean. There's no dross in it. And then Migbaloth is woven work, a twisted work. That's page 148, by the way. The word clean there is 373. And the Ta'isah, and you shall keep on making. Second person masculine singular, Kal, imperfect. Otam, them. And there we have now, again, we have a direct object there, et, but it has a suffix. And that suffix is third person masculine and plural. Ma'aseh is a work. It says, it literally is from a work of both accord. Vinatha, and you shall have placed or set. And that word there comes from matan. Second person master singular vowel consecutive perfect. Et, the sign of the direct object, pointing again like an arrow. Sharosharoth. Sharsaroth. Chains. Chains. These golden chains. And then the last part of that verse, Ha'avothoth. And the cords, the definite article in front of that ha and an avothoth is cords. Preposition upon, ha-mish le-soth. The plated work, the checkered work, the woven work. This all tells us one thing, doesn't it? These priests are dressed up in redemption. Dressed up in redemption. Everything about their clothing had something to do with our redemption. God saves us by the work of Jesus Christ and Him only. And from Genesis, the third chapter, and verse 16, and here we are in Exodus, the 28th chapter, telling us the type of everything here is a type of Jesus saving us and redeeming us, dressed up in redemption. Our Father, we send this message out. Let us be dressed up in redemption. Let us honor and glorify You all over the world, whoever hear this message, whosoever hears it. And Father, thank You for the salvation You gave us that is so well thought and planned and designed by Your divine hands.